It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Fewer people in Colorado made initial claims for unemployment last week as the state continues to deal with the economic downturn from COVID-19. But the state says more people this week filed for pandemic unemployment assistance. Since late March, the state has paid out more than $2.5 billion in unemployment benefits. Denver Public Schools has to make up a $65 million budget shortfall. The district is proposing deep cuts to its central office and could freeze the pay raises the teachers won during a strike last year. The district's chief financial officer, Jim Carpenter, says the budget reflects these principles.
Protecting workers that are at the lower end of the wage scale, ensuring that workers at the top end take more of the burden, and a shared commitment there. This is a budget shortfall that is going to require a shared commitment.
The teachers' union wants to see the district take more money from federal stimulus and reserves. A public lands bill that could bring jobs to Colorado passed the U.S. Senate Wednesday, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Cory Gardner, who shepherded the bill through the chamber, says the entire country stands to benefit from his bipartisan public lands bill.
The entire country, from Alaska and Hawaii to Florida and Maine, benefits from the Great American Outdoor Act. We know this is going to create jobs across the country.
The bill fully funds the Land and Water Conservation Fund and addresses a backlog of maintenance projects at national parks. Democrat Michael Bennett, a co-sponsor of the bill, also credited Coloradans for its passage, saying their calls for investment in public lands helped bring the measure this far. It now moves to the House for consideration. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Two fires near Durango continue to burn even as weather is creating better firefighting conditions. The Herald reports the six-shooter fire is at 220 acres. It was started by lightning Tuesday afternoon. The East Canyon fire has burned 2,500 acres and forced some evacuations.